Blog Talk Radio.
This is Angela Joy, and happy Resurrection Sunday. And I am a little late getting on, had some tech issues, but I made it for the glory of God. We thank God that he was able to get the situation rectified, and so I'm here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, and so I am happy to let you know that God is still on the throne, and he oversees everything. And so I'm your host tonight for Prophetic Grace Network show, and under the guidance and leadership of Prophet Randy Chandler. Pray for him. Thank God for his commitment to do what God has called him to do, and not only called him what he's been called to do, but open to the Spirit of God to show him who he needs to have assist and come and walk alongside him to do this thing that God has called him to do in the earth. Yes, as we know, when it came to Moses, how, you know, instruction was given to hold the man of God's hand up. And so, thank God I'm a part of doing what God has instructed me to do to help hold the hands up of the man of God and the ministry that's been put in his hand. And some of us who come on here, thank God that we've been obedient and sensitive to follow through and do what we've been instructed to do. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about God today. I'll happen to be looking at some information that popped up on, I guess it might have been my Facebook page, and it said I had posted about, you know, being on the show. And, you know, of course, you know, Resurrection Sunday doesn't always fall on the same Sunday each year. So last year was a different year, but different, you know, date. For Easter. And so, believe it or not, in my memories came up on Facebook, I hosted the show last year on Resurrection Sunday. Even though the time, the date changed, God set it up that I'd be back on here again for Resurrection Sunday. So praise the Lord. God has a set time. He has things that, you know, we kind of take for granted. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows why he's doing it. And so I'm just really excited about that. So I'm excited about you, and I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do in and through you for the benefit of the kingdom of God. So is anybody excited tonight? Well, I am. Hallelujah. I am. I'm excited about the things of God. And so I wanted to just mention a few things. Kind of got thrown off when I couldn't get on initially because I had some stuff happen. But I want to mention these anyway. I was going to do a little bit more research, and then I got sidetracked. Had a long day. Went to services this morning, and I didn't really participate in services. I was kind of in the prayer chamber praying before and during the service, for the service, and I've taken my grandkids too, but I didn't really participate per se in the service itself. And been working with a client that, you know, I've been working where I don't get off at 2 till like right now. It's like around 2 a.m. in the morning through the week. And so the last several days,
I haven't really gotten much more than, like, maybe 3-4 hours of sleep the last several days each night. So I was really worn out in my body. So for me to get up and just, you know, move through what I moved through the day, I knew it was nothing but the grace of God and his anointing and his power to equip me to do what it is I need to do. So know God will equip you to do the things that he wants you to do. If we feel like we can't do it, he's going to show up and show you, no, you can't do it, but in and through me, through your dependence upon my strength, it can get done. And so that's what we have to do. We have to lay aside our own, you know, thing and think we can do stuff in our own strength, in our own flesh. We have to lay that aside, and we have to realize more, even when we know we can't do it in our own strength, it puts us in a place where we begin to understand, oh, no, this couldn't be done in my own strength. So it had to be the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. And so, you know, I was thinking about some things today, and so some things were mentioned. I heard in the service a little bit, and it just brought to mind, you know, to kind of explore what was said and share it with you. And let me just take a look here. I know I jotted it down. Maybe I put it somewhere else. But the word came up, endure. And in Scripture, you know, Jesus endured the cross. Why? Why did he endure the cross? Why did he endure the suffering? Why did he endure the pain? Why did he endure that? He didn't have to. He was in heaven. He was enjoying something that we desire to enjoy. But he didn't have to endure the torture. He didn't have to endure the pain. He didn't have to endure the suffering. He didn't have to endure that. But he endured it because of love. My God, that just hit me. For the joy that was set before him. What was that joy? That others would come into the kingdom of God. Others would come in because he put down his life. He endured the pain of the cross. He endured the suffering. He endured it because of love. He endured it because of the joy that was set before him. The joy of us being heirs and joint heirs. My, that's exciting, isn't it? So when we think about our lives, we need to think that there's some things that are going to come up that we may have to endure. But the enduring will become a lot more of a place of just saying, God, I submit to you, when we can understand we're allowing God to use us because of the joy that is set before us. There's going to be some joy in going through what we go through. Why? Because somebody's going to get saved by you doing what God has called you to do. What else are we going to get out of that joy? The deliverance of an individual that will come to know Jesus because you endure. You chose to endure. Jesus chose to endure the cross. Choose to endure what God has called you to go through and endure it, knowing of the joy that's set before you. Whatever joy is set before you, you want to endure? There's some healing that's going to come through your enduring. There's some deliverance that is going to come through for your endurance because of the joy of knowing that it was because God gave you an assignment and you chose to endure. Hallelujah. That is, whoo, that's blowing me away. As I even say it, it takes on a whole, gives me a whole different perspective about endurance and the reason to endure. Why? Because somebody's life might be on the line because you chose to endure. And there is joy in knowing that you did what God had called you to do. And you decided you were going to follow the instructions and heed the assignment that had been given you. Glory, hallelujah. That is some good stuff right there. Whew, I got all wound up before I could even. Anyway, this is the Sunday night show, a Prophetic Grace Network. And if you want to call in, you can dial 319 if you're listening on the internet. Call in. If you need prayer, call in. 319-527-6027. Press 1, and that will put you in the host in the queue for the host to be able to see that you're on there, and I'll agree with you. And then I'm instructing and inviting those who are listening that's excited about the endurance of doing what you're supposed to do to go through that thing so you can be in place for somebody else. The joy that will be set before you to accept it and receive it because you've been obedient to what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. So it's 319-527-6027. Press 1 and I'll be able to access it, line, and talk to you. Hallelujah. I'm excited. My God, I know it's nothing but the Spirit of God that has met me here tonight. So just understand that, everything has a timing. It has a reason. There is a purpose. There is a plan. And just choose to endure what God has called you to endure. And you're going to be all right. And guess what? Somebody else is going to be the better for it as well. All right, well, I'm going to, and then I'm going to be back with you. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And we've got a little late start, so, I don't know. We're just going to be led by the Spirit of God, however he chooses to lead us tonight. And so I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. What about you? I know he's worthy.
All the saints and angels, they bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, "You worthy of it all. Thank you.
Jesus, yes, he is worthy of it all. He endured the cross. Yes, he did. He is worthy of it all. Hebrews 12 and 2, yes, Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy, as I had mentioned earlier, for the joy that was set before him. What joy did he have set before him? The fact that his death and his resurrection would bring many into the family of God. Hallelujah. You say, well, you know, the family of God, hey, yeah, the family of God. Yes, God has creations. He created us. He's our creator. But we don't become family until we are connected through him, to him through the blood. What blood? The shed blood of Jesus that we celebrate today, that he is alive. Yes, they put him in the tomb. But guess what? On the third day, hallelujah, how many can say the third day he rose up? Hallelujah. And because of that, he is experiencing or experienced joy in his pain, that many would be brought in to the kingdom because he endured the cross. Yes, despising the shame and set down, he is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Why? Because he chose to endure. Are you choosing to endure because you know there's going to be a benefit for you and for somebody else because you're going to obey God and endure whatever it is that you need to go through so that you can be an access or can do it for somebody else to get through? Hallelujah. That's exciting. When I thought about that today, it got me excited in a whole new way about Resurrection Sunday that we celebrate. He endured it because there was joy on the other side. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, hallelujah, joy comes in the morning. Joy came on Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. There was some weeping going on. There's some weeping going on tonight with some of you all. Or you know somebody where the weeping is going on. But you can encourage them and say, Jesus had some weeping going on too. But he endured the cross. Why? Because he knew joy was coming on that morning, that he got up out of that grave. Hallelujah. He endured. And now he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. My God, that just got me all wound up. I don't know about you, but I'm wound up about the Lord tonight. So anyway, hallelujah. If you're listening, you want me to stand in agreement with you for prayer, press 1, and I'll be more than happy to do that. I wanted to also mention, you know, the scripture says that we are to suffer hardship like a good soldier. No insult, no soldier really in active service entangles himself with the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Teaches us the effectiveness of being a soldier, serving the way God has called us to serve. I don't know about you, but I don't want to do some half job for God. I want to do it to the fullness of what he wants me to do it. Why? Because that's my assignment in the earth. And so we're assigned
The definition of endurance is the fact of power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. My God, the power to endure unpleasant or difficult processes or situations without giving way, without buckling in, as people are buckling down or buckling in the knee to the thing. You're going to stand fast. Why? Because you ain't doing this in yourself. You're doing it by the power of God. And there is no lack of power and strength in him. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. Let me just pray. Father God, I just thank you tonight. I just thank you for those who are on the line. I thank you, Lord, even for those who are listening. I thank you for those who come on here and minister to God's people under the leadership of Prophet Randy. And, Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you are giving them insight and wisdom as you call them forth to do the things that you've called them to do. And we speak peace over their lives. We thank you, Lord, for just being God in their lives. So anyway, Lord, we just thank you for Prophet Randy and his family and his wife, Julie. We thank you for just being God. We thank you for the things that you've done. We thank you for the things that you're about to do with Prophetic Grace Network. And we know that, God, you are doing something. You're always doing something. And we just worship you, and we just praise you, and we thank you as we worship you in hard times, in good times. But we know, God, that you're there regardless. And so I'll play this last song. I'll start taking calls when I return. The worshipers in this season are rising.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, to hold in your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Are awakening to sing, but my heart rhythm. Oh, hear the heavens ring. This is our song, a song to our King.
Let the worshipers arise.
Let the worshipers arise, because we are enduring, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we worship him through hard times, and we're going to endure that which is set before us because of the joy that's on the other side. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to take calls. Like I said, I got a late start. But we're going to move on, and we're going to take calls. As I said, if you would like prayer, go ahead and press 1, and I'll be able to see it. And we will, you know, be praying with you. And I, you know, encourage everyone who's listening tonight to be in agreement with those that are in need of prayer. Amen. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start with, see, that's 251-342. That is 251-342, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Latrice from Alabama. Happy Resurrection Day.
Well, hello, Latrice from Alabama. And yes, it is. It's a happy Resurrection Day.
Yes,
glory
yes,
to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, Latrice, but I'm telling you, I'm setting myself up to be in position and ready for what God has. Amen.
And he's doing suddenly.
Yes. Amen. 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 So glad to have you on, Latrice. Amen. It's always good to have you on. I just thank you, Lord, for Latrice tonight. My God, it's so good to have Latrice in the midst of the people of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
For Latrice and for the people that she's in the midst of. Because when Latrice enters, my God, with the worship and with the praise, it's setting the atmosphere for change.
Hallelujah.
To take place for those who are among and in the midst to be equipped to endure for the race. Hallelujah.
Please.
Glory. This is how we
fight,
Latrice. This is how you have been designed to fight your battles, Latrice. This is how God has equipped you, Latrice. Endure your situations that has been positioned before you because of the joy that's in you that comes out with your praise. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for causing
thank you, Lord,
to use the weapons that have been placed in her hands to do, my God, to cause an effect. It's like a cause and effect situation.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. There's a cause and effect situation. That's a cause. Now, devil, you're fixing to see the effect of it. My God. Yes, Lord God. What causes her to come in with the praise, with the word that encourages? My God, it's the Spirit of God. It's a cause. Now, devil, you're about to see the effect in the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
my God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory. Equipped for battle. Equipped.
Glory to you. Thank God.
And equipped to be an example to let others see what happens when we run our race well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Lord, we know that she may have situations going on, but I thank you, God, she understands the source where she can get her equipment for battle from.
Yes, God.
My God, thank you. And we just give you the glory for free tonight. We just thank you on this Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, God.
Ooh, glory. And that
hallelujah.
You are giving us what we need to endure. We just give you the glory, Father. We just thank you.
Yes, God.
Well, Treat, as I said, great to hear your voice. So how are you tonight? And anything you want to share or you need prayer for anything in particular?
It is well, and the resurrected King has resurrected me. And
amen.
Got up like he got up. And it's good to be in the land of the living. One more day. Just one more day. He took
Lord.
And he's given us another chance to get it right.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He did. He gave us another
yes.
Thank you.
But I received the word, the prayer has gone, and I won't delay and let some others get on. And I appreciate you, woman of God, and believing
thank
that
you.
He shall resurrect your faith, your favor, his mercy, and grace upon your life. In Jesus' name. Be it so,
amen.
And so it is.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Latrice, before you go, I just wanna brag a little bit on God. Hallelujah.
Go good.
Jesus, I thank you. I mean, I just wanna brag on him because I just
want
to feel a connection in the spirit with you as you said those things. So I just want to brag on God. I want to brag on how he's done just what you said that he was doing. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What the enemy meant for evil, God has rearranged some situations, and they're working out definitely for my good. I was in a position some time ago with this company, and because of some chaos and some stuff that was going on and some tech issues and just a bunch of stuff, you know, where your environment and your atmosphere become static. You know, anybody know about static? You know, who wants to hear static? You know, and you know what happens when static in the atmosphere, or we're dealing with a situation where there's a lot of static. There's not... You can't hear clearly. Sometimes you can't focus clearly. You can't move where you need to move. Static causes like things to happen to kind of trip you up or throw you off or cause you to kind of not be able to discern or hear exactly because there's so much static.
Right.
But anyway, the static was there, and, you know, I ended up leaving the position or really kind of got terminate in a sense because I didn't have the equipment to do it anymore. And then I was kept static, and I couldn't even hear what to do. My God, it was kind of weird. And so I've been with him for like 10 years. And so I went in and did another job. That job, when I was doing it, I was only working about 15 hours a week, maybe, you know. So it wasn't any major amount of money or anything. But, you know, I did it for a number of years, and I could kind of choose how many hours I wanted to do. So anyway, I was doing something else, and the Lord kept at me about, you know, go back. You know, I was like, you know, no, go back and you know, put an application. So I did, and I was doing this other job, and I gotten paid, and money was looking pretty good. So, but then it became again came some static. Hallelujah. But this time, you know, God set up the situation or allowed the situation because he didn't want me to stay where I was. He wanted me to go to the place that he was calling me to. And when I went back to the place that I had been before, God elevated my money.
Hallelujah.
He was thinking he was doing some disservice to me because I wasn't making much before. But when I came back, the whole situation caused me to be elevated financially. That's the kind of God. So don't complain about the things, the static. Don't complain about the static because God is working it out. That's out of our position and the enemy, Well, yeah, he may have been there, but God uses the enemy. Don't think he doesn't.
Oh, yes.
But I ended up right back at the company in a better paying position than I had before because of the static. Why? Because the joy was set before me. Oh, glory be. I endured.
Yes, God.
It was
a part of the master plan.
As a soldier.
And
I endured it. And
thank
now
Lord.
I'm receiving the joy that was set before
look
me.
Look out, God.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the static. Huh? Don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about things going wrong. You set your mind, your affections on God, and he will work it out.
Hallelujah.
He will. That is a promise. If get sidetracked and you decide you want to take your eyes off of God, if you decide I'm going to stay focused and I'm going to look to God even in the midst of the static,
He's going to bring you out on the other side
in the joy because you
endured
that hardship the way he needed to endure. So you just got that all up in me tonight. I just tried to let that out.
All in the Sunday school lesson, just going there. Yes, God. Were
Jesus.
Right on that. And they thought they were doing something, but in the book of Acts, you said it was all in the plan.
It was all.
Hallelujah, God. We just got to stand still.
They never said
a mumbling word.
Amen. My God. Hey, you just release something tonight. I want you to release a word tonight over somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. My God. Just say a prayer before you get off the line.
I can do it. Father, we come before you. Just want to say thank you, Lord. We thanking you for what
thank
it is
you,
right now. Lord, we ask
yes, Lord.
That you forgive us for our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, any sins done in our deeds and our acts and our thoughts, God. We ask that you forgive us and we forgive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Father, I just want to go before you and send the word to everyone on the line. that you are still in control, that you are still a way maker, promise keeper, and the light and the darkness, God. That's you. In Jesus' name, we're thanking you on today for the resurrection. We got up resurrected, God, because we have that same power. And you said that greater work shall we do. And we receive that word on today, God. Whatever you're going through, don't count yourself out, because the ones that counted you out, they can't count. Just hold on to your faith, because it does matter what you believe. If you're sick in your body, you believe the Lord's report, and his report says that you are healed. Regardless of what that situation is, you think it is momentous, you need to speak to that mountain, because we've been trying to climb the mountain. The Bible says if we speak to it, it shall be removed in Jesus' name. There's nothing too high. There's nothing too low. The valley is not too wide that God can't get to you. So you just hold on and you be encouraged and steady to be quiet. If you stand still, he'll fight your battles. If you stand still, he'll bring you through. So stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And take another look at your situation. And, Lord, we give you all the praise tonight. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. It'll be our story, but only you will get the glory, God. And I call it good, God, in Jesus' name. And it is so, and so it is. Speak the word and put the word to work and watch God move in your life. I decree it, I declare it, and it is so, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God, what better is there to worship and give the adoration that he so deserves? My God.
Well, yes, honey, because the resurrected king has resurrected me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I was
thinking about, you know, resurrection today, day today, and I was thinking, I was like, Lord, okay, you know, a lot of attention is given to the birth of Jesus during Christmas. And I said, and, you know, hey, there's great, great, great importance on him being born, but my God, this greater importance on him coming here, accepting the assignment that was giving him, and endured and finished it, and now made a way when there was no way for us. And I said, Lord, how come? Yes. And I was like, Lord, so many people don't celebrate Resurrection Sunday the way they celebrate Christmas. And I felt was said to me, because it's not much as much benefit commercial wise in it.
It's
about the commercialness, how they commercialize Christmas. And I know people who don't think nothing about Christ. I know people who don't even know Christ or desire to know him, but they get excited about Christmas. Isn't that something? And I have to remind them to let them know, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas if it wasn't Jesus.
Without Christ, hallelujah.
Without Christ, there is no Christmas, hallelujah.
Yes,
Christmas has become so commercialized that even the non-believers celebrate Christmas. I personally don't know. They don't think a thing about Jesus, but they love Christmas. They love the idea of giving some gifts and getting some back. They have nothing to do with the price that was paid, you know, that God had to have his son sent here for us. So it was like you said, and the reason is because they can't commercialize Easter or Resurrection Sunday like they can Christmas.
So that's why.
Yes, Lord.
I tell
thank
you,
God
is awesome. And so
yes,
I say let the true worshipers arise. You know, the true worshipers will arise on Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The one who believes that he is now seated
Lord.
At the right hand of the throne of
yes,
God,
Lord.
Interceding for
faith.
Us forever.
Yes, yes.
Those
hallelujah.
Are the true worshipers. Those are not the people that have been bought by being commercialized for a holiday. These
yes,
are the ones who understand the purpose of the baby Jesus. Because
yes.
they know he didn't come to remain baby Jesus in the manger.
Oh,
he
yes.
became the risen Lord on Resurrection Sunday.
He got up. Hallelujah.
He got up.
Yes, and I'm glad
so the
about
true
it.
Will understand how to celebrate Jesus.
Yes, sir. Did
thank
that.
You, Lord.
And
well,
I, oh.
I don't know. That just kind of popped up in me.
Yes, sir. I was like,
yes,
oh, now
yes,
she goes
yes.
right on.
Well,
we
I
had
thank
a
God for
the time
today. In place. Amen. The true worshipers. Let the worshipers arise.
Hallelujah.
All right, Latrice, I'm not going to try to hold you on here anymore. I don't try to.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you had a wonderful day, and we look forward to talking to you the next time.
Amen, amen, and you be blessed, Angela.
All right, you too, Latrice. Thank all you. Good night.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye. Amen, amen, amen. God is good. He is, you know, a faithful God, and I am excited about what he is doing. Well, you know what, guys? I think I'm going to end up having to get me another computer because I'm beginning to believe that what's going on here kind of like what happened last week, and I was on the same computer where sometimes it just won't let me click on, excuse me, the next caller. So bear with me as I try to reload the page and go to the next caller and see what's going on with them. But anyway, God is good. God is good. And, you know, we need to recognize that, you know, the joy really is set before us and that where God has, what God has prepared for us doesn't even compare to what we're going through. You know, what God has for us, what God is taking us to, you know, that doesn't even compare to the things that we go through. Because you know what? One day, it's not going to even matter. It's going to be, it's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time of celebration and, you know, continual celebration and know that we are in the place that God has always wanted us to be, and that's why he sent his son. So thank God for that. And so I'm still waiting for the, I don't know, there's just something going on. Maybe I need to, we'll try to go to another computer. But anyway, I'm not sure exactly what goes on, you know, tech-wise with this situation. But we're going to get through this. Amen. I have another caller that has their hand up, and I'm trying to get back to them. So, caller, I know you're at 225-270, and I'm going to be clicking on that as soon as I can, as soon as this page reloads, and I can see your number again and click on it. So bear with me, and you all pray for me and for what's going on because I actually don't understand. my goodness, I just don't understand what the problem is. You know, because I'm really trying to see, because I don't really have problems with other sites, so I'm trying to think, well, maybe it really isn't this computer, because I don't have problems going to other sites. So hang on in there and bear with me. Bear with me, because I have lost the site. Let's see. I'm going to try to reboot, so guys, stay with me. And so if you hear some silence, realize that, because I've got other pages up here and I'm able to access them. So bear with me. We're going to try to get back in here, get these numbers. Okay, I'm back. All right, so let's see what happens. All right, so let's go here to 225-270. I hope you heard me tell you to hang on in there. And who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
My name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Jacqueline?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome, Jacqueline. Thank God for you being on with us tonight. And so you say you're from Louisiana?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jacqueline. Well, you know, as you were talking and as I was with, well, when you came on and I heard your voice, I just heard the words hard pressed. And I don't know what you're dealing with, and I don't know what's going on, but it's going to take just a hard press, the press on through. But know that it's in the hard press. It's in the press that you're going to receive what God has for you. It may not come easy. It may not look like, you know, much is happening. It may look like some things that you're doing or it's not going to work, or the situations that you're believing for, they're not going to work. But I'm encouraging you tonight that it's in the hard press that you're going to see the victory of what God has for you. Because
Amen.
You're going to keep on pressing, because you're going to, you know why you keep on pressing, Jacqueline? It's because you know that God is faithful. Hallelujah. My
Hallelujah.
God. You understand. Ha! It's not something new to you. This thing about pressing in is not something that you're not familiar with. My God, you're going to press just like Paul did. You're going to press toward the mark. Glory be to God.
Amen.
It's in the press. And so
Amen.
Don't you give up. Don't you even think about it. And you
Amen.
Know, sometimes,
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when we were little children, and, you know, your parents, were, you know, they watch, you know, and they kind of, well, you know, we know our children. We have children. We know them. We know each one of them. We know their personality. We know what they can do and the little ways they act. And I remember, you know, Mama saying, you better not even think about it.
Amen.
Because they were there ready to let them know, I'm going to handle that situation, so you better not even think about it. You better not even
Amen.
Think about doing what you think you ought to do. Don't even think about it. So I feel like the Lord, you know, might want to let you know, Jacqueline, don't even think about it, because he's got
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You're going to do just as the word says. You're going to press toward the mark for the prize. My God, there's a prize waiting for you, Jacqueline.
Amen.
Just like what we talked about before, earlier in the show, it's the joy that is set before you. It's the prize that is set before you. And it's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's worth the press, Jacqueline. So you press on.
Amen.
You press on.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Press on. You press on.
Amen.
And in the press,
Amen.
You'll receive the prize, and the prize will bring you great joy. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To you, God. So we thank God tonight, Jacqueline. We thank you, Lord, even for the pressing situations and circumstances, because we know that in the press, she'll receive the prize that will bring her the joy that she is known, that she knows God can only do. He can only do that. So we give you the
Amen.
Glory, and we thank you tonight in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
So, Amen.
So, Jacqueline, thank you for calling in. What can we pray with you about?
That's it. That's what you told me. That's it. You're right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesus. He knows more than I know. And my God, we just thank him for doing that, for letting us know he knows. Glory be
Amen.
To God, confirming that we know that he knows. Glory,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I just feel a bubbling up in you, Jacqueline. Why is there a bubbling up in you? What's this about? Now I just sense a bubbling up. What's going on, Jacqueline?
Well, I've been praying about some things, but I know it's going to work out.
Amen. Amen. It's going to work out.
I got this. Yeah, that bubbling is up to me. I'm just rejoicing. I'm rejoicing.
There's a bubbling up, Jacqueline. My God, I just see. You know how you ever been to a place? I don't know about in Louisiana. I know they got this in Louisiana because I grew up in the state of Florida, in Central Florida, and I remember when I was a little girl, we used to go to Sanford. Sanford, Florida is like 20, 30 minutes outside of Orlando. About 20, 30 minutes outside of Orlando. And so I remember back in the day, my dad, he wouldn't travel in the interstate. He would go the back roads. And I remember traveling to Sanford. Sanford got famous a little while back, but not for things that we want to remember. But anyway, I remember traveling to Sanford, and I remember, you know, we used to pass this place where people used to go and get water. And why did they go there and get this water? Because there was a bubbling up. There was water bubbling up out of the ground, Jacqueline. It was a spring under there.
Oh.
And on Highway 17 and 92, leading out of Winter Park from Orlando, from Eatonville, we travel Highway 17, 92 into Sanford. And on that road was a bubbling up. Ha! My God! There was a bubbling up on that road, Jacqueline. There's
okay.
a bubbling up on your road, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
My God. And people used to pull to the side and go to the bubbling up water and get some. Why? Because it was some good water.
Yeah.
There was a spring down there. Now, there was one that was kind of not, I think it was called sulfur, I don't know, water. But there was a spring there, and it was some bubbling up. So I just thank God for the bubbling up. And you may have to pull over some time and just get a refill. But it's okay. Because God has all worked out for you. Glory be. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Hey,
Hallelujah.
You got me bubbling up.
I've been
God.
On fire for about
Glory be to God.
I've been bubbling up for about 2 or 3 days. I'll be in my
Hallelujah.
Living room. I get so happy in my living room. I'll be dancing
Nothing
in that living room
that.
For the Lord. I've been bubbling
Nothing
up for about 2 or 3 days.
Praise you,
I've been
Jesus.
On.
Hallelujah.
I've been on fire for about 2 or 3 days.
My God, we thank you, Jesus, for the bubbling up. I just saw that.
Bubbling
I
up.
I was off the line. But then I saw that spring. hearing that I remember as a small child, and I would see people, oh, Mom, what are they doing over there? Were they going over there to get some, what's over there? Well, there's some water bubbling up over there. And I was talking when I saw that. I saw that. I haven't seen that that I can remember ever while talking in. I mean, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw that spring on 17 and 92 highway bubbling up.
Oh, wow.
My God, there's a bubbling up for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so you stay encouraged and you endure as a good soldier. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And you are hardened.
Hallelujah.
As a good soldier. God's got you. And you're equipped.
Amen.
Because the bubbling up is the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And what do they say about the joy of the Lord? It's our what?
Strength.
It's our strength. It's our strength. That's right. The joy of the Lord
is our strength.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Well, that's when I'm not going to keep you, but I don't know. I was getting ready to let you go, but then I saw that, that water bubbling up, and I just had to pull to the side and say, let me tell her I see it.
Amen.
Like those people were pulling off the side of the highway. I had to pull over. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, Jacqueline, we look forward to hearing about what God's doing and what he's about to do. So you just call back and let us know anytime.
I will.
And, God got you. Amen.
Amen. Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Well, you, Jacqueline. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Great. Right. Y'all pray that this system keeps, you know, I'm working okay now. So you just pray everything stays well. All right. Let's go to, let's see. 251-229. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, woman of God. How are you?
I am fine, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen. Amen. This is Sarah, y'all, from Alabama. Are you still in Alabama?
Yes, yeah, still in Alabama.
Okay, so y'all, this is Sarah from Alabama. Amen. And we're just glad to have you on, Sarah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I just sense, Lord, the Lord, I just heard the word resurrection. I mean, that's kind of common today. This song came to mind that I've been singing over the last few days. He said, I bring the dead things back to life. Ha! Glory be to God.
Oh, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying to think the name of the song, but that phrase, that verse just hit me. Just hit me. I've been singing this song for days, and part of it says he brings the dead things back to life. I believe it's by Maverick City Music. Let me just search that. My God. I don't think that's the name. I may not be able to pull it up because I don't know if that's the name of the song. But, you know, I said, well, I've been talking about resurrection, so maybe. But then I heard the verse, I bring the dead things back to life.
Amen.
I don't know what's going on in this season of your life. But my God, dead things back to life. My God, yes, we do. I just felt the presence of God.
Bring
the dead things. God brings back to life. Don't you ever forget that, Sarah. I don't care if it's been buried, you know, I don't know how long. You know, they got Lazarus up out of the grave. Jesus called him out because, you know, he started, you know, the people say, well, you know, he would have started to speak. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When God brings something back, it ain't coming back stinking. Ha! Glory!
Glory be to God. I tell you, glory.
That God connects with what he does. So we ain't got to worry about nothing coming back up in here stinking. But
Amen.
He is doing something in you, and he's going to bring some dead stuff, some stuff that you thought was, you know, over and done with. Lord, I don't even know why I need to think about that anymore. That's a done deal. God says, I'm God. I can resurrect whatever it is I need to resurrect for my glory. And I don't need nobody to instruct me on when and how to do it.
Amen. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, you know what? I feel right here led to tell you, you better walk around your place of residence or wherever you go, and you need to remind yourself that yes, yes, and amen. Oh, yes, and amen. When something comes, oh, it can't be done. Oh, yes, and amen. The word, yes, and amen. My God can bring anything that he wants resurrected in my life. Why?
Yes, and amen.
Because of the power that lives within me, which is him. Glory to God.
Good.
I thought I wish I could remember the name of that song. I tell you to find it and play it. I bring the dead thing. Anybody listening, if anybody knows the song that has that verse that says, I bring the dead things back to life, text it to me. Hallelujah. Text it to me at let me go here. At the 214-505-8719. If you know what song has that verse in there, that he brings the dead things back to life, share it with me so I can share it with Sarah. Hallelujah. My God. And I think it's Maverick City Worship because that's all I've been listening to pretty much for the last couple weeks. That's all I'm listening to. He's a man. I don't know if the one where it says he's the man of his word. But I'm telling you, let me just put in the title. Let's see. Verse, he brings the dead things. You know, Google is so amazing. I didn't grow up on Google, you know, I'm old, but, you know, hey, but I'm telling you, this is, you know, hey, people, the internet, yeah, there's some stuff going on, shouldn't, I'm telling you, it really helps.
It is, Google is amazing, but thank you, Jesus, for Google.
Yes, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know, but did I get anything? No, I didn't get anything yet. But here, I got the verse typed in. So let's see. Well, of course, it's in the Word, but there's a song. I wonder if it's in that song because I have been listening to this. Yeah, it might be because that's another. I've been listening a lot to Elevation Worship besides Maverick City. So you might want to check out Elevation's Worship, Graves into Gardens. I wish I had that downloaded. But anyway, I think it might be on, it might be in one of the songs, that song that they sing, Graves into Gardens. He brings the dead things back to life. My God. So we just thank you tonight for that, Lord. We just thank you for Sarah. We thank you for the resurrection power of God living on the inside of her. And Sarah, I just want to kind of expound on that a little bit and say whatever it is that you need God to resurrect for this season in your life, for the glory of God. Speak it to come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the anointing, for the power of God that lives in us, that we can expect what the world calls the unexpected. Ha, we're on a possible mission, not an impossible mission. God is not a mission impossible with us. He doesn't have a mission impossible for us. Because all things are possible with God, with my God, the resurrected God. All things are possible. Jesus, we call it, and it's not coming back. God's going to resurrect it on time, and the fragrance of God is going to be around it. He's bringing nothing stinking into our lives. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now, that's word. That is, I'm just, woo.
Me too.
That's fire. Get up in my bone.
Me too, Sarah. Me too, Sarah. I'm like, what in the world was this? Jesus.
It's the Lord. Jesus is him.
I'm about to say the same thing. They're like, I'm like,
thank you, Lord.
I can't wait, y'all. I can't wait. I can't wait to give you all. I believe God's going to do this thing. I really think God's going to do it. And I can't wait to get on here one night in the near future and share with you all something that God resurrected. Hallelujah. And I can see him resurrecting it even now. I'm going to tell you. I just can't wait to share it with you. I mean, it's like I got a whole, like, I got to hold it now because I just, you have to honor the Spirit of God when it says, don't speak things too soon. Don't, because the enemy is listening. But I can't wait to get on here and share something with you all that is mind-boggling to me, but I know with the fruition of time, this thing is going to be such a testimony to how God is and how important it is for us to stand fast in our faith and not let go. Because he's a man of his word. He doesn't lie.
Hallelujah. Mm-mm.
There's nothing deceitful about God. He doesn't operate in trickery or deception. He doesn't slide the hand. He's not like man. He's God. Once we get a revelation that we're not dealing with mere man, we're dealing with God, we'll be able to grab some stuff and walk right into our destiny when we understand we don't treat God like we treat man. The one thing that holds some of us back and the people of God in the body back is because they want to put God down equal with man. Oh, they say, oh, I bow him. Oh, I recognize him. Oh, I give honor to him. Well, why do you think that he can't accomplish what you've asked him to accomplish if you're asking it according to his will?
Amen.
You're a liar. Glory. I'm a liar.
Glory.
When I put God on the same level of the cynicness of a man. Is that such a word? Cynicness. My God, we just got a new word. I don't know. But we can't put God down with a finicky man.
Mm-hmm.
They said the word lets us know that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You calling God double-minded? You calling God unstable?
Oh, no.
When are we going to stop calling God unstable? confusing God with man. That he's double-minded. Because when you don't believe what God told you that he's going to do, you're calling him double-minded. You're calling him unstable. Then you expect to get anything from God when you're insulting him? Really? If it hadn't been for Moses, he would have killed them all out there in the wilderness. Moses pleaded with God. God, don't kill him. My God, I don't know where that came from either, Sarah. But the Holy Ghost knows. Jesus! I got a wild woman on the phone. I don't know.
Lord, good God.
I feel like somebody running wild like John the Baptist in the wilderness. Eating locusts and wild honey. Ah, glory.
Go and run.
Help me, Lord. Glory be to God.
Go and run.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Jesus, I can't wait, y'all. My God. I'm not going to be anxious about anything. My God. But I want to. My God, I just know God's going to do something real soon, and I'm going to be able to just let it loose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is there anything we can pray about you, with you about tonight, or anything you want to say?
Oh, buddy, I just thank the Lord. I'm just excited. You know, it's just today. While we're expounding, I just want to expound a little bit on what the Lord had you to say and everything. It was glorious today because it was resurrection Sunday. I'm talking about the weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
I could feel the presence of the Lord. I can feel the presence of the Lord. And it was like I just sat with Jesus. I just sat with Jesus. I was with family.
Oh.
And I could just feel the presence of the Lord. And I had a man of God. He came and he said, I feel the power of the Lord all over you. And I was like, oh, God, thank you. And I just fell out under the anointing.
My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just like, Lord, I thank you. Because I need the refreshing, but I thank the Lord. I really do. I was just, woo.
That's feeling like I can run. You just speak that thing. Whatever's dead that God wants alive, it's coming. Ha! It's coming back to life. Whatever God desires for me in this season. You know, because life has its seasons. Just as we go through seasons and in the natural. You know, this is a season, my God. You know, we celebrate spring, and resurrection comes through the spring, in the springtime of the year, when things are becoming new, when new life is coming forth. That's when we celebrate and the resurrection and, you know, the Passover. All of this happens in the spring of our life.
Hallelujah.
Resurrected, we call forth those things that look like they're dead, but they're coming back to life. And then every part of the country is not the same, or the world, we know that. But right now here in Southeast Georgia, it's spring. I don't know about nowhere, but I know right here, it's spring. And it's spring in the natural, and it's spring in the spirit. My God, yes it is. Yes,
ooh,
it is. Ooh. We declare that it is. I don't care, you know, because the weather's been kind of crazy a little bit, but the day was beautiful. And I'm telling you, I've never really been too much of a spring person. I love the fall. But this year, I was so happy to see spring, I could have shouted all over the place. Why? Because my winter had been long. And spiritually, there were some things going on, but it was long in the natural. We don't usually have long winters in Southeast Georgia, and they're not harsh winters. I mean, you know, we have, you know, what a lot of people, especially if you're up north, you know, they have those extreme temperatures. But what we did have was a consistency of very, you know, kind of cool weather or cold weather, you know, 30s, you know, that kind of stayed in the 30s and the high in the 40s. Hey, that's cold for us.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't see any snow, but that's cold, or it might get to 50. We had many days, and it just seemed like that was unusual. And then I had 3 weeks of rain with that, you know. So I was happy coming in, you know. So we all get excited when it's a season of resurrection, because we're tired of them long, cold winters, my God, in our lives. Them things that just, you know, seem like they just was, I won't say ugly, but yeah, they were. I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm going to say some ugly stuff was showing up in winter. In the winters of our lives, you know, it was barren. You know, you think about winters being barren. It's kind of cold, you know. You kind of, you know, you just, you know, not feeling much stuff coming forth. But my God, wait on it. My God, wait on it, Sarah. My God, wait on it. Wait on it. Wait.
Amen.
He brings the dead things. I know I posted something earlier. Look at it. What did I say? It just rose up in my spirit. Now it kind of goes along with what I'm telling you. Let me see. What did I say? Goodness Lord, I put so much on here today. I was feeling so. God is waiting on us. So wait on him. Ha! My God. We better wait on the Lord. And as we're waiting, we better know it's coming forth. He's waiting on us to get in a mindset to wait on him. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we just thank you for Sarah tonight, Lord. We just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you've done, all you're about to do, and what you are bringing into her life in this season. In this season, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. All right, Sarah.
All right. This has been anointed and appointed. I tell you, God is on the move. You are a woman on the move for God.
My God. Well, I thank him, because I'm telling you, the devil would have desired that I died in the wilderness. But my God, God had another plan. Jesus. I'm coming. Hey, we're all coming up out of this wilderness, Sarah. We're coming out. We're coming out. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well,
Amen.
Thank you, Sarah. Enjoy, you know, your week, and we look forward to talking to you and hearing about the things that God is bringing back to life in the life of Sarah in Alabama. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Bless you.
Amen. All right. Good night, Sarah.
Bless you.
Bless you. All right. Let's see. I guess it's going to close for me, guys. I'm still waiting for this thing to click. Trying to get to the next caller. I don't know. I'm going to want to refresh. Let me see if I can go to the next caller. Next caller is going to, y'all just bear with me. Like I said, next time I may try my other computer, because I don't know what's happened to this. The next caller that's in line with their hands up, with their hand up, is 225-454. So bear with me. I may have to refresh again so that I can move on. And so in the meanwhile, I'm going to be talking, and I'll just be letting you know, 225-454, I see you there. And we're not going to be defeated. We're going to move on to where God is calling us to move and be encouraged, be thankful, know that God is with you. Be encouraged, Hallelujah. Be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged knowing that he has already ready made a way for you. And he's already made a way of escape. A way of escape. I'm ministering to you now, 225-454. I can't get to you, but I know that's the next number. I know that's the next number that's on there. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't think about anything except for, I'm going to hook my laptop back up again if I can try and die on me. So bear with me as I do that as well. And we win around here. I don't care what the devil's trying to do. We win around here. Amen. All right. All right, 225-454. You there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I put the phone down. Jesus. I got a lot of fires around here I'm trying to put out. Hallelujah. So, you know, I was ministering to you now. I don't even know what I said. Did you hear me say I was ministering to you at that time?
Mm-hmm. You just said be encouraged, and there's always a way of escape.
Ah! There we go. There's always a way of escape. My God. And first of all, who am I talking to, and where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah. My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Oh, man, we got Louisiana up in the house tonight. Karen from Louisiana. Can I talk to you before, Karen?
I think so, yeah.
I'm a little, you know what? I don't know. I feel real liberated tonight. Over the last few times I've been on, I feel extremely liberated. So I'm a little proud tonight. A little bit more than I am. And so I was like, God, you know, is this okay? Because, you know, I'm kind of a little odd out there anyway, a little peculiar. So I'm way out in left field today. Is it okay? No, you say, no, you in the
right
field. My God, mm-hmm. I ain't no left field in God. I do in the right field.
Amen.
You're in the right one. I don't know. That last word that I said to you, what does that mean anything to you, Karen?
Yeah, it does. It does. I guess in a way, kind of, you feel like you're in the field by yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think
mm-hmm.
differently than most people you're around. And they,
mm-hmm.
they don't really understand it. So yeah, I
mm-hmm.
think I that's what comes to mind when you say that.
Okay. All right. Well, mm-hmm. we just gonna pray over that. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you've called your people. Your people have been marked to be peculiar. He doesn't
Amen.
Want you to way, Karen. He wants it that way. Why? Because we've been set apart. We've been set apart. So we can't be like everybody else. We are stamped with his stamp of approval to be peculiar. You know, I was talking to somebody about that. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. And I was telling him, I said, now, when I was a little girl, I couldn't have been any older than what my oldest granddaughter is like. She just turned, well, she turned 9, yeah, in February. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I remember sitting at my window looking out and seeing the children play. Now, I'm 9. Now, I went to a church. I went to a Methodist church. And, I mean, that wasn't much as far as spiritual things discussed, you know. Especially me being a child. So I didn't sense any that I'd gotten any of that from being at that church. But I do believe that as growing up, I had some sort of connection with communicating with God. And I obviously did because I was at the window talking to him. And I was, like, looking out of the window, and I said, you know, God, I really don't understand why you put a mark on me. I said, they all know I'm different. They all know, you know, that there's something about me that they don't like. Now, why did you do that, God? Why did you put that mark on me? Because I know it's there. And here I was about 9 or 10 years old. So there is something, there is something beautiful about being peculiar. The world wants you to think it's ugly or something, you know, that's malfunctioning.
Ain't that
but
the
I'd
truth?
Rather be malfunctioning for Jesus than to be caught up in what's politically correct in our world. So, Karen, you take that. And I just feel like I sense the Lord wants you to exercise that as far as you, you know, letting others know when you sense that they think there's something not quite right. You was like, yeah, I'm not like the world.
Amen.
I got something. Guess what, Karen? You've got something going on with you that's out of this world. Oh, my God, yes it is. Yes,
thank
it is.
God.
You've got something going on in the inside of you that's not in this world. It's out of this world. It's up in the heavenlies because you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Take on this mind, my God, of Christ, and you are out of this world. No, they think we're out of our mind. Yeah, I am out of my mind. I'm out of the mind of carnality, and I'm into the mind of eternity and eternal things with Christ. Yeah, and it's out of this world. You can say whatever you want to say. Yeah, I'm happy to say I'm out of my mind. My mind's not going to do me any good if I don't have the being transformed. The Word of God in Romans tells us that we are not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed, but by the renewing of our mind. That's the whole little thing that trips folks up in the religious world. They want to conform to the world and still say they connected with God. No, he says, that's not what they say in Romans 12. Romans 12 says, we are not to be conformed to this world. But that transformation is going to first take place in your mind. Because you can't, it can't start anywhere else. Because the Word of God also let us know that as a man thinketh, so will he be. You start thinking stuff, it's going to be stuff that you're going to act out eventually if you're not careful. Now, I don't know all the wild that came out, but it did. Hey, take what
yes,
is yours,
Lord.
And thank God and know that, you know, he sees everything. So anything you want to share in particular, Karen?
Nothing I can think of at the moment. I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head at the root of everything that I've been experiencing right now.
Oh, okay. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I can't take credit for nothing. Thank you, Jesus. So
That's
we just,
right.
I bless
God
for that.
You, amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No, you are more than welcome. So you go and be blessed and be peculiar in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
All
God.
Right. Well, give us a call back whenever you want.
Okay, will do. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, y'all. I'm trying to move on. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to probably have to refresh again. Unless when you all get off the line, maybe the system will help me. If you get off the line and you want to call back in, call them back in. But I don't know. I can't seem to get to the next caller. I know next time I'll just use my
other laptop, but not this one. I did have a little accident with this one a while back. So anyway, all right, so let's go to, where am I? Anybody got it? Wait a minute. Nope. Okay. So guess what, y'all? I don't see anybody else with their hands up. If you want to put your hands up because you want prayer, go ahead and do so now. And I will pray with you and believe for the things that God has for you will come to be in his time and in the place to line up to the will of God. So anyway, if you're in here listening, I have had, my goodness, it's been a grand time for me. Somebody did have their hand up, so I don't know what happened. All right, so so I don't know what happened to that caller, if that call dropped because there was another person with their hand up, but I don't see it anymore. Like I said, I'll just use another computer next time. I don't know if it's a site. But anyway, I am so blessed of the Lord tonight. You all have blessed me. I don't know, even if I haven't spoken to you, there is something going on tonight. There is a special anointing, maybe because this is the season that we're celebrating, you know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're celebrating the Christ risen. And so thank God. All right, so do I have 336354? Are you there? I'm sorry, did you have your hand up? Because I can't really tell.
Yeah, Ruth from North Carolina.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay, so who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Ruth from North Carolina.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't know what's going on. Have you had problems while you were being hosting a show lately?
No.
No, so it might be this, I don't know. Maybe it's my internet, too. But I work from home on internet, so I haven't had any problems with that. But I have two internet at home, so maybe I need to switch this over to the other one. Well, thank God for Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ruth, for calling in tonight. And so, my God, we just thank you for the presence of God that's on your life. And, Lord, I just thank you for the glory of God. I just see the glory, like a beam of light radiating, illuminating. And it's cool. Like you're carrying, you know how you carry a torch to light your way? You know, when you're traveling and you people have to have a torch. And because there's so much darkness that if they didn't have the torch, hallelujah, let me look something up.
Thank you,
if
Lord.
They didn't have the torch, they wouldn't be able to see where they're going. And,
amen.
You know, we have a light, you know, our feet. You know, he said he would be a lamp unto our feet and a light. Is it a light unto our, a light unto our, I've gotten confused. Lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Is that how it goes? I can't remember.
Amen.
But I see a torch, and it's the same thing. But the difference. But the torch is that, you know, Jesus or the Father is doing the enlightenment for us to see where to walk to. But the torch we carry. We make a choice on that.
Amen.
All right? You got me? All right.
Amen.
His children, he's going to enlighten them by, you know, enlightening their path so they can see where they're going. But when you carry a torch, Ruth, you have made a decision. Ah, my God.
Oh,
glory
thank you, Lord.
God.
Ooh,
you have
hallelujah.
Made a decision. I'm going to carry this torch.
Yes.
And I'm going to take it where I need to take it because it's going to enlighten me. And not only is it going to enlighten me and show me what's going on, but it's going to help those who are with me, around me, that desire to come along. They're going to be able to see it too.
Yes, so I see
a torch. You're carrying a torch.
Thank you, Lord.
For the glory of God to bring enlightenment to others who don't even recognize they got to have a torch. First of all, they can't even
apply the scripture about their path being enlightened because they're not walking with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
They can't even have access to that because they're not walking in God. But guess what? You're going to tag some people along with you because you got a torch. Ah, my
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you, God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
It is a torch.
Thank
a
you, Jesus.
Portable means of illumination.
Thank
a,
you, Lord.
A piece of wood, cloth soaked in tallow, or an oil lamp.
Thank you, Lord.
You got oil
thank
in
you,
your
Lord.
Lamp?
Thank
glory
you, Lord.
Be to God. You have oil in your lamp.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you.
My
thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to carry the torch, Ruth.
Thank you, Lord. I
you know the word
thank
is enlightening your path. It's showing you how to go. But there's some people who are walking nearby. They don't have the access to that which you have that enlightens the path.
You,
so
Lord.
They got to follow somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
They
thank you, Lord.
Follow somebody who's going to help lead them out of darkness into the light.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory!
Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the earth,
thank
Ruth,
you, Lord.
It's not carrying us.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Receive it. Thank you, Lord
carry
God. Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter how dark it is. You're going to still be able to see because you got the torch. You're going to, it's going to beam. It's going to glow because you got oil in your lamp, which is the Holy
thank
Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
The oil
you,
of the Holy Spirit is causing
your
torch hallelujah. To glow and
glory.
Be bright
in
the dark.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. I receive you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Ha.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord,
hallelujah.
Refusing
you,
to put the torch down. She's going to march on out. My God.
Amen.
Listening
hallelujah.
To the voice of the Lord and knowing that her feet are being put on the right path regardless of what it looks like when God leads, she will follow.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Ooh,
glory
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Ooh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank
my
you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory. I'm rejoicing.
Thank you, Lord God.
Roots, because we
thank
all
you,
need to pick up the torch and keep
thank
on going.
You,
my God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Access
thank you, God.
Right now, in the, I just see in my mind's eye, I see just torches. Torches. I can't see the figures of nothing. All I just see is a torch. Just torches all
thank
over.
You, Jesus.
Torch. People picking up the torch. People picking up the torch. My God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And
thank
I
you, Jesus.
I sense to tell you, Ruth, you're going to cause some people to pick up their torch. My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
he's
you, Jesus.
He's going to use you. That you will call for people that will begin to pick up their torch. And I see many.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Mm. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I just see
thank you, Lord.
Just fire all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Gathering around. Huh, so they can
mm-hmm.
get to where they need to be.
Amen.
If they got their torch. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to tell you what.
Thank
where
you,
this strange thing just happened, Ruth. You know, I got this. I have said I'm going to disconnect this thing. I got this Google thing in my house, and when I begin to, it's supposed to answer me when I say, I'm not going to say it because it'll say something. It's supposed to give me an answer. I wasn't even talking to it, and it started saying to me, I don't know how to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. You don't know how to answer that.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Google, you know, can you help me? What is this? I didn't even say that. I was just calling out the word torch. It
you
says,
say, what's the definition of
do you hear,
fusion? Or what is the humidity on Monday?
Do you hear that thing talking to me?
I hear something. I don't understand what it's saying, but
okay.
I hear
it. It's talking to me, and I haven't said anything to it. I said, carry your torch. It says, I don't know how to answer that.
I know it.
So I'm going to another part of my house because that thing, I'm going to end up throwing it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because
thank
usually
you,
what you have to say, and I just whispered to you, and it said something again.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And I'm like, what is this device doing? So I'm going to another room, and because usually what I have to say is say, hey, Google, what is the weather today?
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell me. But in order for me to get the answer, I have to say, hey, Google. I didn't say, hey, Google. I said, torch.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot help you with that.
Ain't it so?
No, devil, you can't help me with nothing.
Amen. Amen.
You can't
that's
help me
true.
With a thing. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
is causing his people to rise
mm-hmm.
and take up a torch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
thank
going
you
to
Lord.
Be. Now, I've been praying with people all night. It hasn't said a word.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden.
But all of a sudden,
oh, you want to
say
you.
Something.
Oh, yeah. I can't help you with that. I didn't ask you to help me with that.
Mm.
Only God can help us with that.
I know that's right. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Ruth, what do you want to share with us tonight? Anything you want to say?
Well, I just want to thank God for even for that word. You know, a lot of things, you know, when you're going through, and we really got that mark on, like you were saying earlier, the enemy can see that mark. The thing is different. You know, they might not understand what it is. And back from the persecution and all that. But I just told the Lord the other day, out of all the times that I was ministering, preaching, teaching to people, not just when I got on PGN, I said, now I'm beginning to see a harvest. I'm beginning to see it drawing people. That they're ready to carry the torch. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Hallelujah. They're sick and tired of religion. They're sick and tired of, and they recognize it. Hallelujah. The anointing that God has on my life and the word that God had me speaking is penetrating. They sick. And now they want more than just religion. They really want more of him. So,
yeah.
And I know that light now is beginning to shine to those who are not in spiritual darkness. I'm putting spiritual darkness. They can't see it. See, the Bible says you know the person by the spirit. You got to have the spirit to recognize the spirit.
Yeah.
And if you don't recognize it, like the Jews was and the Pharisees were with Jesus. But God is beginning, I'm beginning to see the harvest come about out of some years of preaching and teaching. And yes, I hold that torch. I don't back up with it. That would make the devil mad. That it is what it said is. But I'm beginning
amen.
To see now that some, they're taking that word and they're standing during the hard times and not complaining and not whining. you know, and they stand and they know that he's doing the work in them. And they know it's to be a relationship also. So I thank God for that word. I mean, I know what I know. I don't know everything. But I tell you, I do know what I know. And I know when you really, really stand for Christ, you are going to be persecuted. You're not going to be accepted by everybody.
No.
That's the key, too. But you know that you're suffering, you're going through the same thing that Jesus did. You got a purpose, too, just like he had a purpose. And that dying to that flesh and allowing the Spirit of God to, hallelujah, to rise up in us and draw other people to his Spirit and draw to his Spirit. And I do know, like I say, that that light is there. I do know that because anything that's dark in the sin, my spirit cannot deal with that. I'm there to bring the light. I don't accept it. You know, I really don't accept it. I thank God for that, and you know, and I praise God for what you know for what He's doing, and also while I'm on him, I'm gonna have you pray for my daughter because I see God doing something in her life too, and you know, I've gotten on here many times, and I told people that I want to just pray for her because at the time God had told me He's gonna save her, now she hadn't came back in. So I'm like this: when He tells me He's gonna do something, that's a done deal.
Amen. Amen.
That's a done deal. I said, pray for her and pray for what's done. So God is doing a mighty work in her. And I see, like I told her, that the chip don't fall too far from the block. I hardly need to say that. I see that faith walk of hers is rising up just like mine. I said, she might be greater than mine when she come out of it. You know.
Amen.
But she don't back down, hallelujah, thank you either for the stuff. But I thank God for that. And also, going through a thing I heard you say, I think a few weeks back, something was going on in your house. You remember you had to have some work done?
Yeah.
Ruth, I will never forget that.
Yeah. So Wednesday, sitting here, evidently it had been raining on the roof, but it wasn't coming through, and I didn't know it. And it rained because the other day, sitting in there, I had talked to somebody out of town. But anyway, as soon as I stopped, I saw water on the floor. I just got a garbage can and put it on the kitchen. After a while, the ceiling fell down. The ceiling, not the whole ceiling, but a big part of the ceiling fell down. So I've been trying to get in touch with the renter because I rent this is not my home. God don't promise to give me one. But anyway, I'm renting. So I was texting, got in touch with my help. But I got peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding, keep your heart in the mind, because God promised me a home. I said, now God made me something in this, behind the scenes. So I don't want to put my hand in it. So now peace. You need to call. No, I don't need to do nothing but trust God.
Amen.
That's why he trusts me, wait on the Lord. So I'm praying that whatever the will of God is, whether it's for them to get in touch with me, for God to make up another move, or whatever God's doing, just have him standing up with me because the God, divine will.
Amen.
Amen. I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm trying to tell you, don't even be worried, man. I got peace.
Amen.
I got peace.
Amen.
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 He got it, but I said, just get somebody to be in agreement with me that God's purpose will be done. And whatever the devil thinks he's trying to do, got to turn around to my will for my good.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing. Like I said, pray for my daughter. I'm praying that God will just help her. I'm praying for any man to be stressed, for God to help her to stand, no matter what she's going through. And trust to God that her mama serves.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
What's your daughter's name again?
Huh?
What's your daughter's name? What's
say?
What is your daughter's name?
Because a lot of times when I pronounce it, you know, people, I guess I don't know what because of where I talk or whatever. Her name is A-Y-A-N-N-A, Ayana.
Okay, A-Y-A-N-N-A?
Yes,
Ayana, Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you were talking about Ayana, I just kept hearing the word building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went ahead and said something about, you know, she may be even at a place that will be greater than where you are spiritually. And so I, before you said that, I had heard the word building blocks, and then you said that. So it was almost like God was confirming what he was saying to me when you said he might be taking her to a place that you spiritually greater than where I am. And I just saw that connecting with that connected with what I had heard, building blocks, that God is they're building blocks of faith. Ah, my gosh,
thank you, Lord.
The building blocks of faith, my God, and going from glory to glory to glory to glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
And so just take that for what it's worth, that he's building this in her, and what she's experiencing, God's word, it does not return void. And I decree and I declare, as you know, over my children, and I have been speaking what Prophet Randy has been saying, as far as he's been saying a lot lately about spiritual DNA. And now that I'm starting to take communion more often, every time that I'm saying it while I'm taking communion, I say, Lord, I thank you for this book. And I think he went to the extent, I wasn't listening to it much last week because I was working until 2 a.m. I started 3:30, and most nights it was between 1 and 2 that I got off. So I didn't, and I mean, I didn't listen to the program, but I heard part of what he said about, you know, God had even shown him that as we speak the word over the communion, that he literally felt that as we take it, it is in, it's becoming the body of Christ as we, it's becoming in us as we do it by faith and obedience. As we drink from the cup, it's becoming literally like the blood in coming through to wash out that old thinking DNA, to put the DNA of Christ in us. And so I just feel led to say to you, Lord, I thank you that, you know, that you'll let the Lord know, and by faith you just profess that the blood of Jesus, as you begin to take communion, that it will wash out that old bad DNA, because you're doing it as a covenant relationship with him for your children and your children's children. And they're, because that spiritual DNA will wipe out all of that stuff that's part of the inherited DNA from the fathers and the mothers, or the, you know, the parents that were passed on to the children. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. Hallelujah.
Begin
to believe that God's DNA, the Spirit of God, will flow through it and wipe out everything that's trying to hinder her daughter from walking into that place where God is calling her to be. And, Lord, we just speak by faith over her, and we thank you for the building blocks, the things that you're doing now in her life, that they will build up a mighty woman of God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. Lord, you
thank
don't build,
you, Lord.
You build big things. When you built the world and made the world, you didn't make some little world that we could hardly find.
Amen.
You made a big world that has, I think they said, over 6 billion people or whatever, I don't know, billions of people on planet Earth. You didn't have no little planet Earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You make stuff. You can make stuff big. If you want to make it small, you can make it small. But you got big plans for your people. And, Lord, we thank you for the big things that you're doing in her life. So we call it forth.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we thank you for the transformation of the DNA from a spiritual to a natural to the Spirit of God flowing through her, so that she will accomplish those things that God has put her on this to accomplish. We call it
Amen.
Forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Which basically I do that a lot anyway. And also what I do is, I don't pray her out of a trial. I pray her through a trial.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever purpose that he for that trial, that she would go through it and she won't have to go around that mountain again.
Amen. Amen.
No.
Hey, that sounds like a good way to pray because, you know, we learn, you know, most people should, through experience, what we experience. And, you know, that's how they say children, you know, you can grow up in a home and you can talk about, oh, you live this way and you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. But if they don't experience it by seeing their family do it, it's more than likely it's not going to stick.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
It sticks when you go through it.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. She was going through, and I was texting her, telling her something that I don't stay on her case like that, but I was like, Lord, give me something. I said, not you, but other people. But she was saying, Mom, I saw you go through, and what I'm going through is not what the end of it is. And so by seeing you going through it, I know this is not the end of it. And so I can go through, and I'm so, you know, it's not what I see physical. It's what I know in the spirit that is already done. That's what I like to see. So going back to what you were saying about the torch of light, I'm seeing that not only in her, but I'm seeing in a few other ones. It's catching on that light really shining, you know. And so I told her, I said, you know, that's what I want to see. You know, I want to see you get in a place in Christ so you can fulfill his purpose, not mine. His purpose
that's
for your
life.
Not this church going, not this city church, not being religion, but whatever purpose. Yeah, purpose
that's
you have to reach the people you have to reach.
Amen. Amen.
That's, I see him. I thank God for that for that word. I thank God for the encouragement, like I say, even for me, because a lot of times, and which I know you know, whenever you're telling people the truth, they don't want it.
No.
God will let you know for a season of time, then he began to let it come up.
Yeah. You know, and God, you know, I've learned that I've had to release, you know, I've had to release some stuff. And sometimes God will allow situations where it gets so bad. Well, you better release it or something else might happen. So you better release it. So it had gotten to the point where that's a situation I had to release it. I didn't have no choice, really. I mean, because it's like, you know, a lot of times we'll go in situations where, they, you know, God's telling you to do something and you don't do it and you don't do it. And then sooner or later he'll put you in a situation where you have no choice. But, you know what I'm saying? So I got to a point with that. And so I was like, I didn't have no choice but to release it. And guess what? I'm at more peace now than I was
when
I thought I could have my say and you know, follow the person around, or as far as, you know, check on and make sure, you know, God said, no, that's not your business, that's mine. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm at more peace than I was when I was trying to do it in my own strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so God will do that, and
he will do that. But I tell people, you know, when South had, when they used to have them wood stove, your mama would say, don't touch that stove. Don't touch that red stove alone. And then your hard head and go and touch it and get burnt. It's like they didn't see you in the head, because they told us, I told you not to touch it. So a lot of times with the Lord, when I tell people, he used a situation, he tell you, okay, so, and you just want to hang on to it anyway, or the people anyway. And sometimes you have to go head on. And then after you get burnt with them, you know, then you, I'm going to let it go now, Lord. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to keep on hanging with them. I see the same thing. He had me use that as a parable to tell people. It's the same thing. So he said, I admit your wisdom.
Well,
no, you think you're smart. You think you're going to listen? You're going to do what you want to do? I'm going to let you go right ahead on.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that a horse or something doesn't miss the water until the well runs dry. Well, that's exactly what goes along with this. When that water dries up, they're not going to, as long as you got water available to somebody, and why would they go and try to get their own water?
That's right. That's
but when
right.
that well runs dry, that's when they're going to realize, boy, I missed out. You know, like the prodigal son, you know, he came to his senses. After he had a well of water springing up where he had access to whatever he wanted to have access to. But, oh, no, he got to the point where he wanted to go do his own thing. So he went and he did his own thing. He his well dried up, then he missed it, and he knew where to go to get it refilled, mm-hmm. to get back in place. He went back to the Father's mm-hmm. house. Hallelujah.
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Because his well had
run dry. I said, the Lord would strip you all the way down. You think you don't need him? You think you don't want? I said, he would strip you all the way down. All the way down. Everything that stands in his way. Then you'll see you need
him. That happens. Amen. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And so
yes, he will.
That sometimes we have to do that. They call it tough love. Tough love.
Amen. Amen.
But, you know, that prodigal realized his well had dried up. I better go back home. You know, and I'm willing
mm-hmm.
to become as a position of a servant just so I can get some water. My God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to even be concerned Amen. About what title I have when I get back up in there. I just want to go get me some water. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Just get me back, God, so I can just taste of the goodness. My God, I don't even have
mm-hmm.
to. I just want to
mm-hmm.
be in the presence. I want a taste of God because I know he's good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My.
Amen. Amen.
All right,
me
you know,
Ruth,
you're
going to
stir something else up in me. You're just stirring something up in me, too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. The Holy Ghost.
Well, you know, that's the way it should be.
Oh.
You know, when the people of God come together, we need to be, you know, because the word talks about, you know, stirring up the gifts in each other. When we connect,
mm-hmm.
you know, something needs to be
mm-hmm.
stirred up. If I'm around somebody,
mm-hmm.
nothing's ever happening with them. They can never feel nothing. They can never identify with me as far as what is God. My God, you're not helping me. This word lets us know iron is to sharpen iron. You're not sharpening me. Something's not right.
That's it. That's exactly what I tell you. That's the only... You know, you have to have the resurrection, real Holy Ghost in you.
Yeah.
In order for the search for my rest. If it's not in there, like I said, I don't care if they preach and teach and tell me the word. If it's not there, I don't feel nothing.
Amen. Amen. A lot of people can recite
yeah.
stuff. They can mimic. And they can quote. They can get something,
mm-hmm.
and they've got good. They've got the ability to memorize well, and then not only they may have great acting abilities. That could be a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm.
they know how to act. They can show out. Well, you know that's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't as far as you know, giving a talent. Basically, a talent you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not be the gift, and it may be the talent. You know,
mm-hmm.
of being able to make something. You know. Come alive, but it ain't really alive.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
And death
God.
Can't bring life. I tell people, death can't bring life. If you are dead,
no.
spirit, because that's what the Bible calls spirits of the dead. And it's not talking about the sinner people, it's talking about the people that believe are supposed to be, but the spirit man is dead. And they try to see life in someone else. They can't do it.
Amen.
And I tell them, I go out there in the graveyard, find any dead person out there, say whatever you want to say to them, and see if they're going to rise up and say something. The life.
No, they're not.
The life of hallelujah. Glory to hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus. Glory to
Thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. Woo, you got to have a real life. That's when you got to have a real life. And you can speak to a person. Sometimes you can just say good morning and come from the Holy Spirit. That person will lighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Just be lifted
mm-hmm.
up. God,
glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Oh, thank Lord God. Lord, I thank God. I thank
glory
God.
To God.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, you
Jesus.
Got me just walking. I'm walking from one room to the other. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord
Jesus.
God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
My.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you,
glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
Jesus, my God.
And I decided after you said I think he was trying to get somebody. I said, let me throw it on. Because I said, Lord, if you got a word for me tonight, I'll take on. If not, I won't.
Right.
I won't. But I went ahead on to click on, you know. Because I really, truly be honest, I thank God for this. I really don't be down and wondering if God's going to do it and when he's going to do it and all that. Because I know when he gets ready, it's good
yeah, he will.
He's going to do it. And I know I can't push it.
Amen.
I know I can't push it. And so, I hang to that word. The word said it, that's settled. That's it.
Amen. That's it.
That's
it.
It.
Hey, That's enough. We got that word. We hanging on to that. That's enough. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Well, I thank God that you did press one, Ruth, that I got a chance to talk to you. Because it kind of started off kind of strange tonight. I couldn't really get on the air, and I was like, what is going on? And then I got on the air, I just thank God. I say he's always in control, and no matter what the enemy's trying to do, whoever needs to get what they need to get, they press on in, they're going to get it. So I'm just thankful for that.
Amen. We do thank God for you. What he's doing is going to do. But continue to keep pushing forward.
Amen.
Greater. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. But God just really was going to confirm that, because it's not that you don't know that. It's not that you don't know that, because I wasn't even trying to even, because I don't do that anyway unless God come up on me, and like I said, the meaning come up out of my belly.
Right.
That's what he used me, come up out of my belly. When it come out, it just flows out.
Amen. So, hallelujah.
God knows what he's doing. Amen. He does. Yeah, and we do too. We know.
Yeah.
Those who belong to him, they know through by the Spirit.
That's right. Yeah, one of the callers, I said, I knew from the time I was about 9 or 10 years old, I had been marked. I didn't understand what it meant. I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I did understand that I was going through some persecution, or I didn't know the word was persecution, but I knew I was going through something, and I knew God had something to do with it. Because I was asking him.
Uh-huh.
You know, I knew at a young age I was going through something because he had to put something on me. Why you put that on me?
Uh-huh.
Well, why?
Uh-huh.
Why is that on me? They see it. They can see it, God. This, and I remember as a child pointing to the center of my forehead. I don't believe I had read the scriptures about being marked of God.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't that deep in the AME church.
Mm-hmm.
Not that
in
the day.
That's the book of predestinate to come in. It's not everybody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I was telling my daughter, I said, just like you're trying to, got kids, and people, when they are peculiar, they don't tell them because they're chosen. They need to. But they don't tell them for competing with other people. And they're trying to
there you
in.
Go.
That's how come they get into a lot of wrong stuff. Because they don't know they've been made not to be able to fit in.
Right.
That's how
you make
it.
And nobody
had
ever told me that.
But
right.
I wasn't told that
so
either
good.
At that time.
Yeah, that is so good. That is so good right there, what you just said. We need to tell people. I thank you for saying. I'm thanking you right now for saying that, because I need to say some of that to my grandchildren. And, because I want my granddaughter in particular, and I have kind of said something similar to her, but I want her to really have an understanding of what I'm talking about, really what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it when they act funny towards you, because you've been marked. You called. God's got something for you.
Uh-huh. Do you see a lot in her, and you see yourself in that particular child? Do you see a lot in her? Sometimes, the same anointing that's on particularly on you could be on that same child. Because sometimes you see this person of the peculiarities, this, that, and other. Sometimes people put it on generation, but I believe it's the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part of that on that particular child, particular person. You can see that they are different, peculiar,
yes,
or whatever it is. But that was really just coming to me when you began to talk about that particular one.
Yeah, well, it's funny too that you say that too. It's because I've had Prophet Randy in. Well, she's actually been on the phone, and Prophet Randy has prayed for her. And when she was like seven. I think she was seven. And then I had somebody that we used to come on and they prayed and they called. I never had even mentioned her. And they say, I see you have a young child around you, like a grandchild. And, you know, they said, you know, she's a prophetess. You know, I'm like, what? You know, and pay attention to what she says. Because what she says, God's showing her some stuff. And so this is the same granddaughter. Yeah, this is the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for that, because I'm going to really encourage her, because right now she's nine, and, you know, soon, you know, these years go by so fast. She'll be a preteen, teenager, and I want it in her. Because the particular church that I go to, I go there for them. I don't go there for me. I go to the church for them, because they have a great program of bringing the word to the level of their understanding, and they're very involved with them and, you know, in the community as far as, you know, wanting to sow things into their lives that will benefit the kingdom of God. So that's why I go there. But now I'm also, they've asked me to be a part of the prayer ministry, where we take a Sunday a month where we will pray before the service, and we don't go in the service. We have a special prayer room that we will go in there and pray before the service and while the service is going on. And so they, you know, somehow that happened. They asked me, I don't know why. They said they had talked, the pastor said of that particular area said he was talking about he needed people on the prayer team, and he didn't know who I was. And so somebody said to him, well, you need to ask, you know, Joy about it, you know, and, you know, they call me Joy. And so he was saying, who is that? And he said, so he finally contacted me, and he says, well, I was looking for somebody to be a part of the prayer team, and he said like two or three people kept saying your name, so I needed to find out who you were. And you were interested in being it, so that's how I ended up on that, because I wasn't looking for any kind of assignment in a church. I walked away from that. I walked away from
it. Yeah, me too.
You know, so I wasn't looking for that. But then he said something later on, well, who knows, we may have you set up the prayer thing here. And I was like, okay, you know, we'll see what God does. But I my primary concern is to take them to an environment where it's not a whole lot of stuff going on, but it's a lot of Jesus going on. Hallelujah. That's what I'm thinking.
Amen.
You know, and so she goes with me. I don't really have to fight with her to go. She has a brother who's like 2 years older, and he's getting to that age, you know, that he's, you know, more interested in being on the phone and PlayStation, you know, so I have to drag him. But her, no, she loves it. She told me today, she says, Nanny, they asked me if I would like to, she loves to dance. And I've watched her as I would be praising God, and she would make up a dance to some of these songs that would be playing. Mm-hmm. I would just see her dancing across the dining room. You know, she thought I didn't see her, but I saw her, you know, whirling around, hands lifted up. So today she told me, she said, they want me to dance, come up with a dance and dance it for children's ministry soon. I was like, really? She says, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So I go for them. I go for them. And, you know, that's what we have to do, is to prepare our young people and let them know there is a devil who wants you to just not succeed.
Amen.
And not have Christ. But, you know, I'm going to try my best with everything that's in me to make sure I'm trying to do my part in instilling into them what they need to fight this battle. Because, you know,
Amen.
As they get older,
Amen.
Things will be different, you know. You know, things will be different. And so I do thank you. I thank you so much for that. That was so encouraging for me to hear that.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank God for bringing it out.
Yes.
I wasn't even trying.
He's an awesome God. But, you know, it's really funny, Ruth. I was going to ask you to pray for me anyway, and God just went ahead and gave you what you needed to say to me. So praise God.
You were gonna ask me anyway to pray.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, And then you spoke that, and that was what God wanted me to hear.
Amen.
Amen. And I say this now. Anything else you want to say, just go right ahead. Go ahead. You know God.
Huh?
God, go ahead and release it. You know, whatever you feel like God is wanting you to say.
Thank you,
Lord. Can release it.
So this is like this prayer or this being. And a lot of times what I do, I speak and decree the word. You know, even in prayer, I speak and decree. And declare. And people don't realize that they're still speaking forth and prophetically. Hallelujah. Because you're still standing with for the hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Because I feel his presence on me. So I just release it over the phone to you. Is anybody else on that line, but mainly to you, because that's what we're praying about in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you now for Anna's joy, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, getting ready to do. We pray for the prayer protection upon her, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray right now for the doors that you would have her to walk in, Father God, for the release, God, hallelujah, not only prophetic, God, but the healing ministry, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord,
Jesus,
in your name, God.
Jesus, thank
that you,
Lord.
Hallelujah, God, that you have placed upon her right now, Father. And, Lord, we're going to stand and believe the word of God says signs and wonders shall, Father, believer, God. So, Lord, God, we ask that the signs and wonders to follow in the name of Jesus. And, God, I'm asking you to allow, Father God, the anointing of God be so on her that even when she go in place, God, that she will feel your presence and lives be changed, God, for your glory, Father God. Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, let it flow from her belly, because you said out of her belly to the rivers of living water will flow, God, on day and say, and bring it back to life right now, the rhythm of the power.
My God.
Right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let everywhere you go is kept. Let the anointing flow. In the name and the protection, God. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even when she's driving in her car, God, wherever she goes, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, for the very presence of God. Let it glow, Father, that people get to see even more. They forget about her, but they'll see your presence in her life,
Jesus.
Father. And let every word that she speaks, God, come to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. I speak for God, I decree and declare. That is a done deal right now,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah.
In the
name
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let the fire,
glory.
Let the fire of God from the top of her head to the soul of her feet. Lord, I'm asking you again to give her down in the kerosene of your spirit and set her heart ablaze. In the name of
Jesus.
To never, the Lord, be the same folks. To never. Ooh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Thank
you, that
Lord.
Fire right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory
hallelujah.
To God. I feel the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory to your name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Ooh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes,
glory
Lord.
To your name,
hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus. It's so funny you would pray that. Interesting you pray that, Ruth, because I just said that to somebody last night, I think it was. I said, you know, we're talking about what do we really want God to do, you know. And I said, I want to show up in places where the presence of God, hallelujah, will just cause people to be healed. Just as Peter's shadow. I said, I want to be so infiltrated with God that when I walk in with him carrying his presence, the whole atmosphere is going to change.
Don't change. Now look out.
That's exactly when this person asked me what I most desired, and I told them that's what I most desire. It's
well,
to carry the presence.
Oh, glory to God.
He get ready to do
glory
it.
To God.
Oh, glory to your name, God. But heaven,
that's what I most desire.
I don't
ready
know
to
about
do it. Hallelujah.
But that's what I most desire. I want to carry, like you carry that torch for salvation, for deliverance. I want to carry the torch to God.
Uh-huh.
That whatever that person in that environment needs, it shall be.
Uh-huh.
Because the presence of God, the very presence of God has shown up.
Watch it.
To annihilate anything that is
Amen.
Not.
Amen. In the man.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
I said, God, people, let the devil possess. I want the Holy Ghost to possess me. Possess
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
All over me.
Amen.
Glory to you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God's going to do that. Watch this. I said a prayer on me, and you already have spoken. God had me to bring you back up. And I ain't no
yes.
advocate, told the Lord. And I don't
yes,
think it's
yes,
going to
yes,
be that for all people, really.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And truth, the thing
God.
I shared. The thing I shared with them was I was told that about 20 years,
uh-huh.
20-something years ago. I was told that,
uh-huh.
that God wanted
uh-huh.
to away. I was a baby Christian, or I had just rededicated
uh-huh.
my life to the Lord. And I was told that in a ladies' meeting in Orlando
uh-huh.
That
uh-huh.
God wanted to use me in the fashion that I would walk in the very shadow would begin to heal people. And then I was told it again some years later before I moved to Georgia. So that must have been maybe about 5 or 6 years after that. I was told that again.
Uh-huh.
And so I have, and since that word had been released, it's been a greater battle. And
yes.
So,
yes.
But
well,
now it's like there's a new season, and God is repositioning me to get to that place where He wants to use me in that manner. So thank God for that.
I believe it's here.
You didn't know that.
I really believe it's here.
I just shared that with that person yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
I believe it's here. Glory to God.
But I think they said that I can't.
Preparation. Huh?
Right.
Ooh, Jesus. All that other preparation
that,
at boot camp.
Right, preparation. Yeah, preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the conversation came back up. How it all started was the person had said something similar to what you just said. And
mm-hmm.
I answered them back with what I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they were saying they sensed that God wanted to use me in that way, and I came back and gave them what I just told you had happened, you know, 20-something
mm-hmm.
years ago. And then you come back
mm-hmm.
on the show tonight, you say it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I know
mm-hmm.
God is getting ready to cause that thing.
Amen.
Hey, he's
Amen.
Bringing the dead things back to life. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My
Amen.
God.
In the name of God. Ooh,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And like I said, I believe in my heart. You can expect that any day when you will go out or whatever. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
As a matter of fact,
my
Jesus.
God.
I know it's time. I know it's time.
Jesus.
And hallelujah. Glory
Jesus.
To God. Glory to God.
And
so
you know what's really
God.
Awesome about that, Ruth?
Uh-huh.
You know, what's really
uh-huh.
awesome about that whole situation when God uses a situation like that is that we
mm-hmm.
really can't take any credit at all. Peter couldn't get,
Amen.
He couldn't take any credit for, he said, well, I said this to them and this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or
so
I went over there and I did that and it happened. No, you didn't do nothing. Diddly squat. You walked in the room
say
and
it.
God showed up.
Said,
you can't
said.
Take credit for nothing. And I think that's what I really love about it, is that when situations like that happen and God moves in, you can't take credit for nothing. All you can take credit
Amen.
For is that I was obedient to just be at the right place at the right time
the right
for
time.
God to show up
yes.
and do what he needed
yes.
to do in that person's life.
Yes.
It moves us
yes.
completely out of the
yes.
picture. We just become an empty vessel that God has poured
yes.
into so
yes.
he can pour out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And I tell people, you look for somebody that wants to be a spectacle for him, that you really
yes.
come at any place and any time that show up in you, even though people think you're stupid or whatever they think, but being a spectacle for him. He just want to yield
yes.
it up.
Yes.
That's
You're the vessel.
Amen.
You're the vessel. Ooh, Lord, I thank God. Ooh, I thank God.
Amen.
I'm going to hear that testimony.
Hallelujah.
And I'm coming up and I say it. Because, like I tell people, it's what God wants to do in a person like anyway. So I tell people, you saying it or you standing to me, you only tell me what I already know he wants to do, and you took some time to get me there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord,
well,
I thank
God.
Well,
all right. We're here. I said, I'm so glad, you know, you came, that we're on through here because I only got, like, one caller left. And, like I said, I didn't even know if I was going to get on the line. They don't have their hand up. So if y'all want prayer, this is it. Raise your hand by pressing 1, and I'll be happy to pray with you. Other than that, we'll end the show because there's really nobody else on here, and I hope they haven't fallen asleep. But it's been a pretty exciting night, and like I said, Ruth, I'm so glad that you came on in and pressed 1.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I needed to, and was obedient, because I needed to hear. It was like God is saying, you know, I'm confirming this word with you. I want you to realize I'm confirming this word, because I said it last night, and I'm saying it again this night against through a vessel that I've chosen to use. So I thank you for your obedience. I'm on the lookout for what God is about to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for your receptacle to hear the word. Because a lot of times God speaks the word, and some of his people don't hear. And they don't receive it.
That's
having a lot of time. But see, you were open to his spirit. And that's the difference, like I tell people, when everybody's not open to his spirit, because they don't really know his voice. Even they claim they
know.
They look at the vessel. But I said, we don't look at the vessel. Forget about the vessel.
Yeah.
Because if he's trying to push you forward in him, he's showing that ain't no devil doing it.
Amen.
The devil don't want to talk to the Lord. That's him.
Don't
and telling you something he already told me 10, 15, or 20 years ago. Hey, I told myself, you know they got to be God. So
got
this is what I want
to
do in your life. I want to use you as a vessel.
Amen.
To show forth my glory.
Amen.
Ooh, Jesus. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, Ruth, go ahead and pray us out. I don't think anybody else coming in, so go ahead and pray us out. And off the air tonight.
Father, we just thank you tonight for this show, God. We thank you for how you showed up and showed out and revealed yourself unto your people, God. We thank you for your host. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what you're going to do in her life. We thank you even for Randy and all of the members of the PGN family, God, even the host, co-host. We bless them in the name of Jesus. We bless every person that has called, and we bless the ones that had their hands up. And, Father, we pray even through said and done that they receive what you needed for them to have, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you for protection, for guidance, Father. We pray, God, for the nation as a whole. We pray for every ministry that you have called out and called to be your God.
Yes.
We speak the blessing of God upon right now in the name of Jesus. Protect them for the family, children, everyone, Father. In the precious name of
Lord.
Jesus, Father, you said, whatever we ask you in the name of your son, Jesus, you said you're going to do it. So we thank you for the answer. It's already. Is coming on the way. In Jesus' name we pray,
amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes,
Lord,
we're going
Jesus.
Out with a bang, guys, on Resurrection.
You,
it was Resurrection Sunday when we got on, and now we're into a new day. God, we thank you for what you've done. And so thank you, Ruth, for hanging in there with us, and thank you for being obedient.
Amen.
All right, guys, y'all get ready for Ruth, what night do you come on?
Usually I come on Saturday night. A lot of times whenever, you know, we schedule, I come on Saturday night.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'll know that Prophet Randy will be back on the air tomorrow at 10 Eastern time, 9 Central. So come on, be a part of what God is doing in the earth today through Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you. We just thank God for you coming in and being a part of that. And just stay on and continue to be connected, because we know God is up to some good stuff, and we don't want you to miss it. So good night, everybody. Thank you, Ruth.
Good night.
And we look forward to talking to you next time. All right.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.